Well, we saw Alibaba shares or ADRs rise in US trade. They had a pretty good session in Hong Kong ahead of their earnings, but in the US that was a reaction to better than expected first quarter sales and earnings. Let's get more now with Catherine Lim, Senior Analyst, Consumer and Technology, who joins me here in the Singapore studio. She is, of course, from Bloomberg Intelligence. So better than expected despite the economic turmoil, and I know that you're saying this is going to put a lot of focus on the China tech peers too. What really struck out to you, Catherine?
Right. What stood out from Alibaba's result really was that, you know, there is an increasing focus by the company on profitability. And it's actually interesting hearing the company talk about wanting to narrow the losses, for some of their businesses, the newer ones that goes beyond their traditional, stronghold in Taobao or Tmall, new businesses such as in grocery, as well as in food delivery business that puts them, head to head with the likes of Meituan, with them actually scaling back and wanting to actually focus on more profitable services. I do think that that is actually good news in terms of the competition that's actually ongoing within these specific segments, whereby we'll probably see the rivalry actually tone down a little bit going into 2023, and industry-wide margins may actually be on the rise into next year.
It seems the competition is tough, but it doesn't seem that there's anything really broken here. The China commerce number is probably about 10 times the international commerce number, so there's a lot of room to grow there for international. And since the Chinese economy has been under a lot of pressure to date, it would seem to be getting better. Does that sort of set us in line for better numbers from Alibaba in the next quarter or two?
Right. You're right that currently the drag on Alibaba's numbers will be from mainland China, whereby there continues to be uncertainties both from a macro perspective that is actually affecting the consumer sentiment on the ground. And we are already hearing from not just Alibaba yesterday, but even Adidas is also talking about being very cautious, and July numbers, the July's traffic flows at physical store, not really getting there yet because, you know, there is still real concerns on COVID in China. Now, moving to the international markets, it's a different set of problems that I would say Alibaba face, because they are dealing with other competition in a different regulatory landscape that probably makes them more cautious in taking proactive moves in gaining market share in some of these places. In Singapore, in Southeast Asia, Lazada, which goes heads on with Shopee from C, the good news that we can actually take from that is that both companies, that is Alibaba as well as C, they have both unanimously guided for greater focus on turning their business around in this region. So again, that's all good for industry profitability, definitely moving into next year.
There was an interesting comment coming through from Daiwa's Chon Choi about Alibaba, saying that investors are underappreciating some of the potential earnings upside on the cost control efforts. Do you think we're going to continue to see repricing here? Morningstar also telling us yesterday Alibaba is undervalued.
Right. As Alibaba shifts their focus to profits from sales and top line growth, which is in general and typically what most of the tech investors look at, I think it's going to take a little bit of adjustments for the market to understand that the company is actually shifting and trying to monetize more of their current penetration from the markets that they are in. Whether they will be able to actually gain that traction, I think you need a couple more quarters of deliveries, particularly a more upbeat sentiment coming from mainland China to really get that appreciation going.
We saw a pretty strong repurchase of shares in the U.S. American the ADRs. Is it likely that we would see much more of that, and could that lift the stock?
Right. Well, definitely. Alibaba is still committed to their share repurchase program. it may actually take a slower pace for the next 4-5 months because of the primary listing that they are seeking to upgrade to in Hong Kong. But that's not going to actually change things. It's more from a regulatory standpoint, that just to make sure that the primary listing goes smoothly by the end of this year, as they are targeting, before they actually do more of the share buybacks.
Catherine, what about, or what did you read into that FT report as well, that SoftBank had sold Alibaba derivatives? Is that kind of Masayoshi Son wanting to get out of this stock, or is it more about raising capital for SoftBank?
Right. I think the scrutiny on SoftBank's stake in Alibaba, and when they will potentially be actually lowering that stake, has always been a topic that's ongoing. Both companies have had a very long relationship, pre-IPO. And I guess, given the SoftBank structure and its portfolio where it is, like most investors, I don't rule out the possibility of a sell down. But of course, it is the timing. And the positive that I actually do take from it is that, Alibaba as a company in its operation, it is fairly independent from SoftBank's stake. There's been some collaboration, but again, they are fairly independent in their operations. And even if that happens fundamentally, I don't see that having a big impact on Alibaba.
Catherine, you mentioned that with some cost cutting, they can arrest some of the declines in profitability in the coming year. Not a day seems to go by where we don't see stock prices going up because companies are slashing costs. What's the area that Alibaba can get the most out of cutting cost?
Right. I guess one of the numbers, two items that actually did stand out from yesterday was really the sales and the marketing expenses. We continue to actually see that contracting as a percentage of revenues. And really, that is one of the easiest cost component to actually tighten your reins on, because with all the promotions that Alibaba undertakes on its platforms, etc. That was when it was doing a more aggressive stance in wanting to grab market share from existing competitors. So as it slows down on that, I think you'll continue to see a contraction in that part of the cost burden.
So precise with your words. Excellent. Thank you very much, Catherine, for joining us here this morning. Very good explanation. Catherine Lim, Senior Analyst, Consumer and Technology, helping us understand, better understand Alibaba's earnings. This is Bloomberg.